朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
像这些事情是我们想也没有想过的。
And this is beyond what we could have imagined.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不是说我们哪一个人必须做宣教士。
So we're not saying that such and such a person you have to become an evangelist.
但是每一个人都可以成为宣教士。
But each and every one of us can become an evangelist.
中国人讲无心插柳，柳成荫啊。
The Chinese tells us you do not want to plant, but the plant grows up by itself.
像这种情形就是这样。
And this is what has happened.
但弟兄姊妹，这里有一个非常重要的原则。
And here is a very, very important principle.
昨天我们讲过四代的连续传福音的原则。
And yesterday we spoke about the four generations continuously preaching the gospel.
其实我们更重要的意思是说众圣徒被装备。
A more important principle is that all the apostles have to be, all the disciples have to be equipped.
在以弗所书第四章十节和十一节告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 10 and 11 tells us.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
The gifts are that some of them are some of you are preachers, some of them you are teachers, some of you are evangelists.
He gave some to be apostles.
He gave some to be apostles.
Prophets.
Prophets.
Evangelists.
Evangelists.
Teachers and pastors and teachers.
Also pastors and teachers.
For the perfection of saints, 为要成全圣徒。
So that all the saints would be perfected.
各尽其职。
We each do our duty.
建立基督的身体。
To build on the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们传统上认为福音或者神的工作是神的工人做的。
Brothers and sisters, in our traditional point of view, the work of the church has to be done by certain special people.
但是如果你从教会历史的发展来看，
But looking at the historical viewpoint from the church,
神用的那些没有名字的圣徒，
God has used a lot of saints that have remained nameless
所完成的工作，
to perfect his work.
远远超过那些能够叫得出名字的人所做的工作。
The work that they have done far surpassed the work that was done by the named Christians.
因为那些蒙召侍奉主的人，他们一个立刻的目的和工作的果效是要成全圣徒。
Because the work of those that have been called is immediately to fulfill the perfection work of the saints.
成全圣徒的结果能够使他们各尽其职，个人发挥他们的恩赐。
So that they would each be called to perfect the work and each doing their part so that the work of God can be completed.
建立基督的身体。
To build up upon the body of Christ.
这里有很重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle.
讲到团队的侍奉。
To work together.
讲到恩赐的配合。
And to work together with our talents.
讲到我们代职的侍奉。
To work with our profession.
如果你看圣经里面讲到这许多的人物。
The Bible tells us about different personalities.
我不想你怎么分那个亚基拉和百基拉，你是把它翻作全职的工人呢，还是他们是代职的信徒？
I don't know whether or not you view some of them as the full-time. So look at the book of the Acts. We see Paul, that he brings Silas to go out to preach. And they are the leaders of the church.
犹大和希拉到底他们是工人呢，还是普通的信徒呢？
Judas and Silas, are they all common believers or are they special saints?
我想你很难分辨。
It is difficult to distinguish.
恐怕神也不要我们这样分辨。
Well, I believe that God do not want us to make this distinction.
刚才我讲这位弟兄他到家乡去传福音了，我从来不把他当作一个平信徒看待。
I took this brother that went to his went to preach in his hometown. I did not look at him as a lay Christian.
我认为是神呼召他做福音的使者，做传福音的。
I believe that God has called him to be an evangelist.
弟兄姊妹，你知道一个蒙召侍奉主的人，如果他是使徒、先知、传福音的、牧师和教师。
Well, I believe that a person who has been called, whether or not he is a preacher, he is a pastor, he is a teacher, he is a prophet.
他不仅是自己要侍奉传福音，
Not only does he himself have to serve.
他不仅是要教导，他不分辨神的，分解神的话语。
Not only does he have to share the word of the God.
他最重要的目的是建立圣徒。
And his most important task is to build up the saints.
神衡量一个侍奉主的人忠心的程度。
God, how to measure the faithfulness of a servant?
是照着他所有恩赐。
It's according to the gifts and talents he has.
神衡量一个侍奉主的人他工作的果效。
How does God measure the effectiveness of a person's works?
是根据他使用恩赐来成全圣徒有多少。
It's according to how he uses gifts and talents to build up the saints.
在启示录里面看见有一句话叫那些被成全的圣徒。
In Revelations, we saw this statement, those Christians that have been perfected.
换句话说，这些人的生命跟他们侍奉，跟他们能力，跟他们所有生活的表现，在神面前看是一个被成全了的人。
So in other words, their lives, the works, everything that they have accomplished is in God's eyes somebody who has been perfected.
我们知道我们得救信主并不完全。
We know that we have been saved to become Christians. We are not perfect.
所以我们需要在教会里面接受各样的教导。
So we have to receive all types of teachings inside the church.
以至于我们生命能够成熟，能够达到完全。
So that we can be mature and we can become complete.
但是很多基督徒以为他的责任就是来听道而已。
A lot of Christians think that their responsibility is just to come and listen to the message.
但是以弗所书第四章告诉我们说，这些圣徒被成全之后，他们要各尽其职。
In Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that after these saints have been perfected, they have to do their part.
弟兄姊妹们，每一位圣徒，你们有责任要发现自己怎么样来侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, each of us as saints, we have to find our niche, our responsibilities.
刚才我们讲完主日学之后，有两位来到我的面前，告诉我说愿意来做义工。
After we had the Sunday school, there were two people that came to me and they volunteered.
这个义工就是侍奉。
This volunteering work is the work for the Lord.
感谢神的恩典，他们心里面被激动，愿意来摆上自己来服侍。
Praise the Lord. God has moved them in their hearts. They are willing to dedicate themselves to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个圣徒都应当这样。
Brothers and sisters, each saint has to do this.
教会里不应当有闲站的人。
In the church, there should not be people just doing nothing.
我们读到福音书讲，看见耶稣基督讲的故事。
In the Gospels, we hear a lot of stories told by Jesus.
有一个家主站在那里，呼召人进他的葡萄园做工。
There was a owner of a vineyard calling people in to work for him.
有早进去的，有晚进去的。
And some people came earlier, some people came later.
圣经里面记载说，他出来看见还有许多人闲站。
And then when he saw that there were a lot of people standing around doing nothing.
但愿今天我们教会中间没有闲站的人。
We wish that there wouldn't be anybody standing around doing nothing in our church.
每一个人都有他自己应当有的侍奉。
Each person needs to take on what his responsibility to serve.
这是根据他的恩赐。
And this is according to his talents.
所以弟兄姊妹们，若是我们要看见教会能够往前在二十一世纪做宣教的工作，我相信有几件事情我们需要知道。
So to do the mission work in the 20th century, we need to be aware of several things.
第一件事情，刚刚我稍微提了一下，就是一个团队的侍奉。团队的侍奉 ,team ministry.
The first thing that we want to talk about is that the team ministry.
我们不是需要有更多的人，每个人来做一样同样的工作。
We don't need more individuals, everybody doing the same thing, the same task.
从前我们认为一个人呼召蒙召以后就要做牧师去牧养一个教会。
In the past, we thought that one person gets the calling, then he has to become a pastor of a church, and he has to serve a church.
如果这样子的话，弟兄姊妹就很少能参与了。
If it was like this, brothers and sisters, not too many people could participate.
但今天我们说，今天教会所需要的是许多人来做一个工作。
Nowadays, what we see in the church is a lot of people have to come together to do a task.
关于这点，圣经有很清楚的教训，因为身体，教会是基督的身体。
The Bible has told us very clearly that the church is the body of Christ.
个人的用处不一样。
And we all have a different function.
传统上一个教会一个牧师的时代恐怕已经过去了。
Traditionally, there's only one pastor in each church. Maybe this is not the time.
我们需要不同恩赐的人来做不同的事情，好叫教会有更完全的发展。
We need different people with different talents to do the work of the church so that the church can expand and grow.
现在连宣教的工厂也注意到这件事情，所以派出去宣教士不是单枪匹马的。
So now in the mission field, people have realized this also. So we don't send individual missionaries out anymore.
昨天我们听见陈弟兄报告，有一个宣教单位，他们派出去三对夫妇在一起工作。
Brother Chen has made the announcement the other day that this one mission missionary organization, they send out three families to one mission field.
不仅他们不会觉得孤单。
Not only would they feel isolated.
而且彼此能够帮助。
They could help each other out.
让我说一句更重要的话。
I want to emphasize something more important.
他们需要更多学习彼此舍己。
And they need to learn more about denying themselves.
当一个基督徒懂得舍己的时候，在旁边的人看的是更受激励的事。
When a Christian has learned how to deny themselves, then other people veering upon them, they appreciate the Christians more.
这个团队就被建立起来了。
And this team would be built up.
第二件事情我要说到，在今后的福音工作中间，代职侍奉是更加重要。
The second point I want to bring to you is that in the future work of the mission field, it's very important that people would work with their profession.
不仅在中国已经证明这件事情的可行跟必要性。
Not only in China, we see that this is the way that it has to go in China.
在许多的福音的工厂上更是这样。
And we have seen this in other mission fields also.
我们知道有许多的人，他们回到中国大陆教英文。
We see a lot of people, they go back to China to teach English.
大概过去80年代中间到90年代初期的时候，不晓得有多少宣教的团体用这条路派人进去传福音，他们打的旗号就是教英文。
In the past 20 years, in the 80s and the 90s, a lot of missionary organizations, they send teachers, English teachers to China, and at the same time bringing the gospel.
当然不仅是教英文，各行各业的人中国都需要。
Of course, not only the China needs English teachers, China needs teachers in all different professions.
我相信这些人身上，如果是基督徒，他一定负着福音的使命。
I believe all these professionals, if they are Christians, they would have this great commission in their hearts.
所以代职侍奉是今后21世纪中间一个非常重要的方法。
So this is a very important means of service in the future, servicing the Lord in your profession.
从前也有代职侍奉的榜样，很多医疗的团体。
In the past, we have seen examples of service to the Lord with their professions, a lot of medical organizations.
传统上，这在中国发生相当大的作用。
And they have an important effect on the Chinese society.
我相信在21世纪，宣教的形态不是一个明显打着旗号的东西。
In the 21st century, I believe that the missionary field, missionary work is not bringing in a banner of the mission.
而是落实在每一个阶层工作的需要中间。
But they will be working in every level of the society.
第三个大的方向一定是高科技的使用。
And another perspective is the use of the high technology field.
你知道远东广播公司用福音用无线电传福音在当时是一个高科技。
Well, you know that the Far East Broadcasting Company, when they were using radio waves to preach the gospel, at those days that was considered high tech.
有一位在我们中间，大概是许牧师还是王弟兄，忘记了。他告诉我，你知不知道远东最早有一个叫做 PM？
You know that Brother Wall told me that. Do you realize that there was in the early days there was something called PM?
PM 就是 portable missionary.
And that means that.
可携带的宣教士。
And that's a portable missionary.
意思就是给他一个无线电，这个无线电把它放在一定的波段上面，他一打开就听见福音广播。
And in other words, that you turn on the radio at a certain frequency, you will hear the broadcast.
换句话说，许多人不会使用无线电那个时候。
In other words, in those days, a lot of people do not know how to use the radio.
所以我说，无线电在当时是高科技的东西。
So in those days, the broadcasting is considered high tech.
我发现现在中国大陆高科技这个 CVD 什么东西多得不得了。
I believe nowadays in China, there's a lot of high technology.
这些东西都应当用来作为传福音的媒介。
And we should use all these media to preach the gospel.
我们有负担做了一个网站，福音的网站。这类网站上面，你可以听见福音的广播。
And we have this web net broadcast on the web.
为什么要做这个东西呢？
Why do we want to do that?
因为有许多的知识分子正在热心的上网。
Because there are a lot of intellectuals they like to surf on the net.
根据八月份的资料，2000年八月份的资料。
According to some statistics from August of 2000,
你知道中国现在有多少网民吗？
Do you know how many net surfers that we have in China?
新华社发表的消息有1600万网民。
It's 16 million people surf on the net in China.
我不知道他们在网上干什么。
I don't know what they do on the net.
但是我们知道我们要给什么东西。
But I know what we need to do.
所以在网站上面我们有差不多90分钟的福音节目。
So on the net, we have a 90-minute gospel program.
如果你从头听到尾，大概听一次，把我们的广播听完，这个无线，这个网上的广播，可能90分钟，可能多一点。
And you can listen to the broadcast on the net through the net also. It's about 90 minutes from beginning to finish.
我们从八月份开始做网站，大概第一个月有7900个人去听。
When we started this in August, and the first month we have almost 7900 people logging on.
从中国来，在中国听的人不是很多，只有两个。
From China, there were not too many people logging on, only two.
但是我相信人数会逐渐增加。
But I believe the numbers would increase.
因为这个网站的工作，你不能做大规模的宣传的。
Because on this website, you cannot do a lot of advertising.
只有听见的人、看见的人会一传十、十传百。
Only the people who log on and the people who heard about it would pass the word on.
我相信这是今天我们需要注意的一个福音的方向。
And this is a direction I believe that gospel should take.
在这些事情之外，我要特别对我们教会的年轻人讲几句话。
And besides all this, I'd like to say something to the young people of the church.
Well, if I say in English, would you translate for me? You see, I was in Chicago at FEBC.
我是在芝加哥的远东广播公司。
And I met a brother by the name of Joe Burgess.
我碰到一个年轻人，他的名字叫 Joe.
And by his last name, you know he's a Caucasian.
他的姓是 Burgess, 你知道他是一个白种人。
And I asked him what he's doing in FEBC Chicago.
问他你在芝加哥的远东广播公司做什么事情啊
？He said he is assigned to go to English churches.
他说他是被派去讲英文的教会。
To promote the needs and support of FEBC.
去跟教会里头讲远东广播公司的需要，跟远东广播公司所做的事情事工。
And I said, well, that's great, because we do need a lot of support.
我跟他讲，哎，这个非常好，因为我们需要很多的支持。
But I told him, then, Joe, I know, let me tell you, there's a large field that we need to cultivate.
所以我跟他讲，Joe，我们有一个很大的工厂，我们要去收割的。
And he said, what's that?
他问我是什么呢？
I told him, ABC.
我告诉他是美国土生的华人。
For ABC, you know what ABC stands for?
大家知道 ABC 是讲什么意思
？I told him I have led church for about 30 years.
我跟他讲，我带领教会有30年的之久。
And some of my younger people became adults and young adults, and they are in productive years.
我的年轻人，我所带的孩子，他们现在年轻人也是长大了，他们现在在做事。
They feel a great identity need, identity crisis.
他们对他们的那个认同，他们有很大的问题。
They don't know who they are.
他们不清楚他们到底是谁。
Are they still Chinese or are they Americans?
到底他们是中国人还是美国人
？If they were Chinese, how come they're totally disengaged with Chinese culture and people?
假如他们中国人的话，他们为什么跟中国人的文化、中国人的来往，通通没有关系呢
？If they are Americans, why are they not involved in the greater society of American churches?
假如他们是美国人的话，为什么他们跟美国的教会的没有什么联系呢
？They have a struggle.
他们有很大的挣扎。
And I can tell, as long as we are in two cultures, the struggle will continue.
跟他讲，我们在这个两个文化中间的话，我们一直继续会有这个挣扎。
And I said to Joe, Joe, you got all the English materials.
我跟 Joe 说，你有所有的英文的那个文字。
And for the past 12 years, as Chino, we have neglected some of the English materials.
我们在 Chino 这个地方过去的十二年，我们忽略了英文的文字的东西。
You know, all we did was to translate the Chinese into English, and that's not good enough for ABC people.
我们只是把中文把它翻成英文的话，对这个美国土生的华人，他们是不足够的。
But Joe, being not able to write and read in Chinese,
Joe, 你不会看中文，也不会写中文。
Had to write everything from his perspective as English speaker.
他要把他的东西通通用英文来写，跟英文讲英文的人讲。
And I think these are more acceptable to you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody nodded.
所以他对美国土生的华人都比较容易接纳。
And I told you about this.
所以我跟你们大家讲这个。
Immediately, Joe's eyes sparkled. His eyes sparkled.
啊，就他马上他眼睛就睁大。
He said, "Reverend Chow, that's right."
他说，周牧师，你讲的是对。
I had an experience. I went to a church. I spoke to a co-congregation about a need. It's a Chinese church.
我去一个美国的，我去一个教会，我中国的教会跟这个教会讲我们广播公司的需要。
And then afterward, there's a young man coming up to me.
啊，讲完以后，一个年轻人他到跟前来跟我讲话。
He said, "How come you know more China than I do?"
他说，你为什么认识中国比我认识中国多呢
？Well, he's an ABC. Apparently, you know that.
他是一个美国土生的华人，所以他不知道。
I don't know. I'm a testing ground. How do you feel to be involved with FBC ministry?
我们的年轻人，你有没有兴趣跟远东广播公司来做事工呢
？And as Joe, as a Caucasian, you stirred up those ABCs.
看 Joe， 你是一个白种人，你可以跟美国的土生的华人，他们有激动。
And they can do a lot.
他们可以做很多的事情。
I have some ABC young people.
我有很多这个年轻的土生的华人。
Once they went to China.
他们去了中国以后。
Well, on business.
他们因为他们出差去中国。
But immediately they felt the call of gospel.
他们去到中国以后，马上就得到福音的呼召。
Some of them could not speak or read Chinese.
有的他们不会讲中文，也不会看中文。
I know a young boy, a young man who speaks Shanghainese in the family.
我认识一个年轻人，他在家里头讲上海话。
Not even Mandarin.
他也不会讲国语。
But once he set his foot.In China.
但是他达到中国的土地那个时候
Immediately he was converted into a Chinese again.
马上他就变成一个中国人
And that's a wonderful thing.
这是非常美好一件事情
You had the best of two cultures.
你们有这个两个文化的最好的地方
Make good of what you know.
做你们应该做的
And then there's another arm we need to pay attention to.
好，另外有一点我们也要注意的
I told Joe, still in the same conversation.
我跟 Joe 继续在讲下去
There's a need for Eurasian church.
这我们这个有一个需要在欧洲
欧亚教会
欧亚的教会
They need to get involved in the mission work.
欧亚的教会也要做这个传教的工作
I say so because my brother-in-law is a Caucasian.
我这样讲，因为
我的姐夫，
他是一个白种人。
I say so because both my daughter married to Caucasians.
我这样讲，因为我的两个女儿都是嫁给白种人。
My grandson is Eurasian, a very pretty, very beautiful, very lovely Eurasian.
我的那个孙子是一个非常漂亮的欧亚混血的。
But my daughters are looking for a church that they can be identified with.
我的女儿现在她找一个想找一个教会他们可以认同的
and got into a ministry that they can be proud of and be burdened for
他们要找一个事工他们可以在那边参与侍奉
You see, I said yesterday the importance of indigenous principle
昨天我们讲到我们这个本地区性的事工的重要
But I'm not overlooking or neglecting the importance and impact of a foreign missionary
但是我并不是说 要少看在外地来的一个双教士所做的那个事工。
They call the attention right away.
他们马上都让人家有注意力。
They call the right attention right away, immediately, and having an impact.
他们马上就可以有一个让领人家有一个注意力，马上就有一个是可以有一个打击。
Imagine yourselves.
然后我们大家想想我们自己。
If the Lord called you to do mission work in China,
假如神呼召我们去中国做宣教士。
You go in there saying, "I was born in America."
你去那里说我是在美国出生。
But God had called me to do a missionary work here.
但是神呼召我来中国来做他的事工。
Can you imagine the impact?
你看看你会有多大的影响。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
从这里我也讲到异文化的工作。
From now, I want to talk about the work from a different culture.
有多少中国人在福音工厂上不再是仅仅看见中国的需要
？How many Chinese people through their work for the Lord not only see the needs for the Chinese culture?
在过去两天，我提到刘季弟兄，因为这是我认识的人。
In the past few evenings, I talked about our brother Liu because I knew him.
他到非洲去做工。
His mission field is in Africa.
这个异文化所产生的冲击对当地是一个不可忽视的力量。
the conflict of a different culture in those areas is something that's not imaginable.
不仅这样,
not only this,
三分之二的人口,
two-thirds of the world population,
正需要福音,
they need the gospel.
也许你们没有想到一件事情,
maybe you have not pondered upon this point.
在这个三分之二的世界中间,
in the two-thirds world,
根据统计的资料
According to statistics,
差派宣教士最多的国家你们知道是哪一个
Do you know which country sent the most missionaries out?
我大吃一惊
I was really surprised to find out
是哪一个国家你知道吗
Do you know which country sent the most missionaries?
印度
It's India
你知道印度并不是一个基督教国家
You know that India is not a Christian country
有多少人要去往印度传福音
How many people want to bring the gospel to India?
但是印度的基督徒已经明白到他们福音的使命。
But the Christians in India, they already understood the meaning of the Great Commission.
你知道为什么印度需要这么多宣教士?
Do you know why India needs so many missionaries?
因为印度的语言是非常复杂的。
Because the Indian language is very complicated.
很多这里我们所说印度的宣教士不是往国外去，是往其他的语言去的。
A lot of these Indian missionaries, they do not go outside of India, but they go to different parts of India.
第二多的国家是什么?
The second highest number of missionaries is what country?
Ghana.
It's Ghana.
是非洲国家。
It's an African country.
弟兄姊妹，你都不能想象神所做的工作多么稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, we could not imagine the miraculous work of our Lord.
因为各地福音的需要实在太大。
Because the need for the gospel is tremendous.
我们在 La Mirada 有一位弟兄是阿拉伯人。
In La Mirada, we have a brother who is from the Arabian countries.
他在那里做福音的节目，对着阿拉伯的世界广播。
And he produced programs in Arab countries.
最后一点。
Lastly.
宣教的对象。
Who should we bring this gospel to?
我们需要回馈给第一世界或者说欧美国家的需要回馈给欧尤其是欧洲的福音需要。
And we need to look back and feedback on the needs of the gospel in the European countries.
你不能想象在欧洲现在福音的情形。
You could not imagine the status of the gospel in European countries nowadays.
欧洲需要重新有人传福音。
They need people to bring the gospel to them.
他们由基督徒的实质变成一种文化的基督徒。
They Christians become cultural Christians.
基督徒只是他们生活的文化的一部分。
Becoming a Christian is part of their social culture.
却不是他们信仰的中心。
It is not the center of their belief.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们回顾神主耶稣基督给他门徒的使命。
This is when we look back upon the great commission that was given by Jesus to his apostles.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
You have to go and make apostles of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And you baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teach them to obey everything that I have commanded to you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And surely I'm with you always to the end of the age.
当我们重新检讨这个大使命的时候
，When we look, we analyze this great commission.
我们发现，我们有更多的工作等待我们。
We realize that there's a lot of work awaiting us.
所以呢，因为工业的进步，文化的这种最新科技的刺激，今天交通实在是方便。
Because of the advances of industrialization and the ease of transportation.
但是许多新的哲学思想，许多麻醉人心的娱乐，夺取人们的心。
But a lot of new philosophies, a lot of entertainment, they occupy most of people's heart and minds.
许多人对福音是麻木不仁的。
A lot of people have become insensitive to the gospel.
对耶稣基督的救恩是没有反应的。
And they have no response to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天我们蒙神的拯救拣选在他的教会中间。
Nowadays when we are saved by the Lord and we're in his church.
我们不仅要为自己祷告。
Not only should we pray for ourselves.
要为神的工作和使命更加的祷告。
We have to more fervently pray for the great commission and for the work of the Lord.
主若差遣我们。
If the Lord sends me,
主若呼召我们,
if the Lord calls me,
我们要对主回应,
we need to respond to him.
我在这里,
I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，当我们看见这个急剧变动的时代。
Lord, we see this ever-changing world.
我们更加感谢你赐给我们永恒不变的真理。
We need to thank you for giving us the unchanging truth.
就是耶稣基督和他的福音。
And that's Jesus Christ and his gospel.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank thee.
因为你道成肉身来到地上。
Because you came to us from heaven.
成为神所悦纳的赎罪祭。
And you become the, you died, you redeemed us from the Lord.
你为我们死在十架上面。
For us, you died on the cross.
因你的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Your blood has, the blood that you shed have cleansed us of our sins.
叫我们这些罪人既然承认你的名就得了赦免。
So that all of us are sinners, we are sinners, and if we confess our sins, we can be saved.
主，我们感谢你，你从死里复活。
Lord, we thank you because you arose from the dead.
因着你从死里复活，也是因着我们承认你的名。
Because you have resurrected, and if we admit and call you upon your name,
你就差遣你的圣灵进到我们心中。
You will send the Holy Spirit into our hearts,
使我们能够得救，成为你的儿女，并且呼叫你阿爸父亲。
So that we can be saved and become your children, and we can call you Abba Father.
我们感谢你，我们有生命的关系。
Lord, we thank you that we have this life relationship with you.
不仅这样，你把新的生命赐给我们，叫我们在基督里成为新造的人。
Not only this, you have given us a new life so we can become new creations in thee.
并且你把胜过罪的权柄、胜过世界力量给了我们。
And you have given us this power and authority to conquer over sin.
你又吩咐我们去各处传扬耶稣基督的福音。
And you have commanded us to preach this gospel to the ends of the world.
叫我们散布因为认识耶稣基督而有的馨香之气。
So that we can have this fragrance because that we believe in you.
主，我们把感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, we dedicated this praise and thanksgiving to you.
我们愿意接受你给我们福音的使命。
We are willing to accept this great commission that you have given to us.
奉差遣往普天下传福音。
So we are willing to bring this gospel to the ends of the world.
在我们等候你呼召的时候。
When we are waiting for your calling,
你借着教会装备我们。
Through the church, you have equipped us.
借着各样真理的教导，使我们明白你的教训。
Through the teaching of the truth that we can understand you.
我们准备我们自己的心。
So we prepare our hearts.
叫有一天我们能够听见你的呼召而响应。
So one day when we hear your calling, we can respond.
或者我们放下地下的职业。
Or maybe we'll give up our professions on earth.
或者我们带着地上的工作。
Or maybe we'll serve you with our profession.
愿意照着你的差遣和吩咐往各地去。
According to your calling, according to the needs to go out to different parts of the world.
照着我们个人的恩赐彼此配搭。
According to each and everyone's gifts, work together.
不仅在教会里面学习配搭。
Not only work together in the church.
也操练我们在学习中间所有属灵的生命。
Train us so that we can grow in spiritual lives.
到有一天我们出去的时候成为一个团队。
So that when one day when we go out, we can become a team.
来传扬你的福音。
To spread your gospel.
主啊，照着你所给我们各样科技的新的东西。
Lord, according to the high technology that you have given to us.
叫我们利用来传扬福音。
So that we can utilize it to spread the gospel.
我们也为我们年轻的一代祷告你。
Lord, we also pray for our younger generation.
你使他们有各种文化的优点。
They have the good points from different cultures.
你也叫他们能够成为传福音的接棒人。
So that they can carry on the torch to spread the gospel.
我们却为了全世界各地的需要祷告。
Lord, we pray for the needs for the entire world.
因为我们向你宣告，在你面前承认宣告说，唯有福音能够拯救将亡的族类。
Because we have proclaimed to you, only gospel can save the world.
这个世界所需要的不是别的。
This world does not need anything else.
那是耶稣基督做他们的救主。
The world needs Jesus Christ as their savior.
好，救我们脱离各样的罪恶。
Lord, save us from all the sins.
救我们脱离各样的贫穷。
Save us from all the despair.
胜过我们各样的疾病。
Save us from the illnesses.
主，我们感谢你，许多的人正在做这样的工作。
Lord, we praise you and we thank you because a lot of people are doing this kind of work.
你给我们全新的盼望。
Lord, you give us this great hope.
让我们也在你的福音里面有份。
So that we can take part in your great gospel.
这三天的宣教大会就要结束。
And when we are concluding the 3 days of mission conference.
求你自己的话在人的心中生根立基。
Lord, we ask that your own word take root in each of our hearts.
建立你的圣徒。
Build up your Christians.
建立你的教会。
Build up your church.
建立你宣教的工事工。
Build up the mission, your own mission work.
听我们祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。